Radio News.
I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Saudi king and crown prince amid heightened tensions with Iran. He told reporters before leaving Washington the Trump administration is looking to form an international coalition
not only throughout the Gulf states, but in Asia and in Europe that understands this challenge as it is prepared to push back against the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
Pompeo has meetings set in the United Arab Emirates and later heads to India. Germany appears cool to the talk of building a global coalition, saying that its top priority is de-escalating tension. While Pompeo says the U.S. is prepared to negotiate with Iran, he also said new U.S. sanctions against Iran are to be announced later today. There's new leadership at the Pentagon.
Morning, sir. Morning. What's the first order of business?
Morning.
Mark Esper arriving at work for his first day as acting defense secretary, replacing Patrick Shanahan. The U.S. Supreme Court wrapping up its term this week. Two big issues, the Trump administration's effort to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census and gerrymandering by state legislatures drawing up election districts. AP Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman explains.
The cases involving the census and gerrymandering are very important to the distribution of political power in this country for the next 10 years because they will both help determine how seats are drawn both in Congress, in state legislatures, and even in local elected bodies across the country. And the census case will help determine how billions of dollars in federal money are distributed.
Meanwhile, the court leaves in place a decision by the Court of International Trade that ruled against steel importers and other users of imported steel who challenged President Trump's 25% tariff on steel, which was imposed in 2018. This is AP Radio News. Just days away from the Democrats' first presidential primary debates, voters in this country admit they are not paying much attention to the massive field of candidates. In an AP and ORC Center for Public Affairs research poll, only 22% of registered Democrats said they know a lot about the different candidates. San Francisco resident Kira Fallon thinks it's time to elect a woman.
We do not need a man. What I would love to see is a woman of any color with a vice president who's a man.
4 in 10 Democratic voters say they would be more excited about voting for a woman for president. 36% feel the same about a younger candidate. Party hosts a pair of debates featuring 10 candidates each later this week in Miami. Border Patrol agents in South Texas have discovered the bodies of 4 people, including 3 children, near the Mexican border. Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office says that the bodies of a woman in her early 20s, a toddler, and 2 infants were found in or near a park which borders the river city of Mission. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.